I am so glad that the Winter Wolf speaks common, or at least understands it, because if it didn't, this wouldn't have worked.
No, sit.
Wait, does anyone here speak Goblin or
That's actually a
ancient
great
Greek?
point. It actually does. Winter Wolf actually does understand common, so you are lucky. So,
Excuse
I
me,
guess.
ma'am. I speak Jive.
Give yourself a luck. Ellie, give yourself a luck point.
It's
I
about time.
appreciate.
Ellie's been earning left and right for me, but mine don't count. The button has been buttoned. And then I tossed it over there. It went under the table. I like that we're already in character. Some of us more than others.
Button has been pushed.
Yes.
All right. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whenever you have to listen to this. One and all, happy, healthy travelers. Welcome to a edition of Tales of Talverin. This is going to be a game that is, this session is going to be a game that is not a continuation of our main plot line. We have players with me. My name is Paul. I'll be the GM. Our players tonight are Beth, Crash, and Ellie, and in a moment I'll have them introduce their characters for this system, for this particular encounter. If you are following along with the main Redfield campaign, this story for these characters will be taking place in a different part of the same continent of Varen, but at a different time, perhaps maybe even up to a decade before the main action of the main story. But we wanted to play a little game tonight, and this is what we're going to do. So hopefully our well-thought-out and meticulously created over the past many, many weeks plans to do so, cough, cough, will be nice and smooth. So, first off, I will start at the bottom and go up. Ellie, would you please introduce to our listeners your character that you are playing for us this evening?
Sure. My name's Ellie, and I am playing Tenny, the elf barbarian who fell in with these two after, as a child, her wandering elf clan just sort of left her behind.
Oh, no.
She didn't consider this a bad thing. She thought it was a test. It's been a very long test.
Does she feel she's passing the test?
Well, she survived, so she thinks she probably is.
Okay, that's fair enough. Moving up the list, Sir Crash, who is it you'll be playing for us this evening?
Oh, no, I can't be a sir unless I renounce my U.S. citizenship. So, but regardless, I am playing S. They are a kobold paladin of honor and justice and truth and
devotion.
Righteousness and devotion.
Devotion, devotion. Yeah, that one.
No, I haven't done that chapter yet in the correspondence book course. Also, I'm kind of unsure about which deity I'm supposed to be serving. I didn't do that well on that particular write-in test. So, but, you know, I'm still getting spells, so that's good. I've been being the wandering adventurer ever since my clan stopped being a clan due to a ragtag band of adventurers. But, yeah, making it work, and these two need me, so I'm hanging out with them for now.
Well, that's fair.
Clear,
that's
I didn't
fair.
Do it.
That's part of the problem. You were supposed to.
And
maybe Beth. I'm not passing the test.
Beth, tell us
Hi,
about the.
I'm Beth. Damica is a cat folk. Mm-hmm. Putting the minimum in min maxing or something. Squeal. No, wait, no. A caster, you know, spells and illusions and things and S, your tail's doing the thing again. It's wiggling.
My tail's the one that doesn't have fur on it. Your tail's the one that's shaking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damica is now chasing her tail. Never mind.
So as you can see, dear listeners, as you can hear, dear listeners, our characters are completely stable and there's absolutely no chance for shenaniganery.
Oh, I only shenan once.
Shenan again and again. More for me.
You find yourselves along the east-west road of the large country of Varen. You happen to be in the town called Lime Ridge. So named because it is partway up a rather long incline, and it has a export of lime. So many of the buildings in the area are built out of lime, and a lot of the lime for the kingdom of Varen is mined and exported strictly from said area.
Here I was afraid it was citrus. Citrus would have been a problem.
Tis not citrus, unfortunately.
Thank goodness. No. That's good. Citrus is evil. You know that.
Well, you don't want to be limey. Then you end up getting conscripted to, sail the world looking for spices and tea.
That's except for the part anyway. Where everybody gets scurvy.
Right, because they're not eating enough citrus.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't get scurvy, or at least liver. It doesn't bother me that much. If the teeth fall out, they just grow more. My mouth is like a shark's.
I bet I could do something with those teeth.
Here.
So.
Thank you.
You happen to be, for a couple days now, have been here at the inn in Limebridge. It is not a big enough town to have more than one inn, and they just call it the inn. So there's not a particular name for it. Since you've been here, you've heard, some rumors because it's winter. You've heard about, wolves approaching closer than normal through the woods. You've heard these stories before in other places. Usually it's just, it's the winter, people are bored, commoners talk. You really don't think too much of it. You're not unseasoned adventurers at this point in your careers.
But are they going to pay us?
No one's asking you to do anything at present. Yet. But in order to move things along, I will drop the inciting incident hook presently. A rather frantic young woman comes bursting in through the front door, crying, tear-stained, absolutely beside herself, asking, help me, please help me. They stole my baby, please help me. I know that was a wonderful, wonderful acting read there. I apologize. I'm on a lot of medication.
What? Once my more friend. From the S. top with feeling.
S.
Oh,
it
S
wasn't
is...
you, right?
Oh, no. Kobolds don't tend to eat babies. They're not technically talking meat, but they do become talking meat, so we don't eat those. Kobolds do not eat your baby. You're thinking of dingoes.
That's probably true.
Or the, what's the hyena ones? Gnolls. Gnolls will eat babies.
I thought gnolls were the badger ones. No, wait, that's the wrong universe.
The head of the inn, the innkeeper, makes their way over and tries to console said townsfolk, who is the one who's oddly hopeful on the map here, and calm her down, give her a drink, brings her to a stool, trying to get the babbling, the inane babbling, down to some sort of coherent story. Do any of you wish to particularly listen in, or let these people handle themselves?
Why would privacy be anything that a cat pays attention to. It's not like I get any privacy when I'm in the bathroom. No, I get three cats when I'm in the bathroom, all coming and staring at me.
Well, you gotta make sure you're safe.
I once saw a sign to hang in the bathroom and said, "Welcome to the bathroom, a cat will be with you shortly."
Yeah, well, I get three of them, and then I they get stared at until I give them each a treat.
And now you're training them, or they're training you. More like a
more likely.
Who rolled for what?
I rolled perception, just to point out I am in fact listening intently, possibly being right there next to her, but maybe not being right next to her because I am a small lizard person with lots of teeth, and maybe I should not be in plain view while someone's talking about monsters eating her child.
Well, she's not sure that it's been eaten, but it's certainly been abducted. The child is a newborn. Her and her husband live outside of town, off of one of the northern offshoots of the main road. There is an area of forest they call the Haunted Forest. No one's seen anything haunted there for years. It's just one of those things that's been called for for many years. But she claims that, and here's where Paul needs to check his notes. She claims that there were several robed miscreants came out of the haunted woods, snagged the child, and ran back into the woods. Her husband was going to give chase, but the moment he got to the edge of said wood, he came face to face with a number of really large wolves, larger than any they've ever seen. So they backed off. Is there anyone who's willing to help this poor couple retrieve their lost
newborn? Hairless kittens need love too. Okay, up we go.
Giant wolves. You know what this means. It's our introductory episode. It's our introductory episode. It means we are adopting a party pet.
Oh, we had different ideas about what was going to happen.
Wolves are stinky. I don't want a wolf pet.
I'm stinky.
We just need baths and walkies.
But look, if you want to have walkies, you're going to have to take care of that yourself.
I'm just going to point out they have tails that are fluffy.
But they smell like wolves.
Are we still talking about babies?
No.
I mean, we should probably go and take care of that.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, we find someone to make saddles for the wolves that we will each be adopting. And we can ride them like steeds.
I don't want a wolf. Why would I want a wolf?
You see, S is certain that they've never done shenaniganery because they don't understand that everything they're suggesting is in fact shenaniganery. They think this is normal. But no worry. If your child is still alive, we will find it and bring it back.
After a bit of more conversation, you're able to get a fairly good idea of where along the road they were waylaid. You can head out anytime you wish. If there's anything that you need to stop at Yon General Store for first that you have not already put on your character sheets, you can do that as well.
Time is of the essence. We must go shopping.
We should certainly grab whatever warm... We need a basket and a warm blanket for the kitten.
I love that you call it a kitten.
Well, isn't that what you call the young things?
That's
little hairless kitten. This is
important to know. Are their eyes open yet? How hard are their scales? Do they have some degree of defense mechanism?
I think it's too young.
There are no scales.
Freshly hatched.
Eyes open. The child's only a couple months old.
Well, we better go find it.
Oh, so it knows a few words then. That's good.
I'm not sure about this.
So you have any other questions before you leave the inn?
You go shopping and get clothes or whatever, and I will go out to where the child was kidnapped and see if I can track it down.
I'm going with you. I have a candle.
Okay. It is just past midday.
Oh, I put the candle back then.
Here's your hat.
I didn't have a hat.
I'm letting you borrow mine.
Oh, neat. How tall are you?
I mean, I figure I was doing the idea that, you know, puts the not to Baxi but to Bixi, you know, it's Ixi Bixi. Short.
So we might be around the same height.
Probably pretty close. Might be a tiny bit taller.
All right. Oh, it's even possibly got holes because... for the ears to pop through. That's neat. Well, for me, it's See? Horns, but still.
Close enough. If anything happens to it, then I'm going to bite your tail.
Oh, no. The horns are a good stabilization factor.
I suppose if you don't have whiskers.
How would the whiskers stabilize the hat?
They'd stabilize everything.
Okay, as a kobold, I don't have eyebrows. So imagine me raising one.
You
like
just
that
don't
one
understand.
Elf we saw the other day named Leonard.
You don't understand the power of whiskers. That's fine. You weren't born a cat.
Okay, can we do the bantering while we're on our way? There's a small child who apparently can't fend for themselves because their eyes aren't open yet.
I was about to ask if either of them have noticed that Tenny has picked them up and is walking down the street with them.
I hereby award Ellie 1 cipher system XP.
We appear to already have people in this. Now everybody goes away. Poof.
You travel a little bit. It's about 20 minutes off to the other road, and you find the husband / father at the site of where the abduction took place. And you can hear anytime he gets close to the edge of the forest, you hear vicious, vicious growling. You don't see anything yet, but you do hear the growls. So I should probably drag you
are
on.
Wolves, to this. Are wolves high wisdom?
Well, they do tend to hunt in packs. Oh, I should have bought those supplies that they had. There are these things that help you tame animals. There are these little spheres. There was red on one side and white on the other side. But they were all locked up because someone said there was copyright infringement.
Mm-hmm. I bet they'd roll and they'd be great to chase. Oh, right, wolves.
All right, I think I've drugged the three of you onto said map.
And once again, we have no...
Yeah, I'm fixing it.
Okay.
It's not one of the things where you fix it on the map, it doesn't fix it for the next time it's drug over from the sidebar.
Yep.
Well, I think we should ask these goblins over here for directions.
There should be no goblins on this map. Delete said goblins from said map. This map has absolutely nothing to do with a future scene in the main Tales of Tavern.
Sure. I hope there's no goblins here 10 years from now when this scene is in a different spot of the world altogether.
Yes. All right.
Also, I need to stop looking at the GM map.
There you go.
Because I was trying to fix things for characters and I'm giving up on that.
As you enter the forest, you're going to be confronted by some enemies. Surprise, surprise. Where are my enemies folder?
I brandish my shield and short sword and yell out, "In the name of justice, surrender!"
Are you wearing armor?
Yes, I made sure to click the button to equip it. Fun fact, there is an equip button next to everything in your inventory. I can equip a bedroll if I so choose.
Oh, I have everything equipped, it looks like.
It is possible that I am wearing my blanket like a cape.
Penny, do you wear armor?
No.
Well, in that case, let's see if I can make this do what I want it to.
Oh, fun fact. This week I learned that in the new Cypher rules, you can play a barbarian. Like, that is a type that you have if you play Dungeon Fantasy. And they're allowed to wear armor. Huh. But you are more powerful if you have taken damage.
How do I cast a spell on this sheet? Just clicking isn't doing it. Does it do it if I click it here? No.
Oh, if I'm on my main tab, I have buttons for my spells that just say cast.
Oh, you have to be on the main tab under actions.
Unless the spell is a bonus action, in which case it would be under bonus action.
That's not the right one. Never mind that one. Okay. Scroll. There it is. Hi, Mage Armor. Mage Armor for Temmie. Tenny. I think it got used. I hope that worked.
It got used.
Okay, I see it. There we go. Okay, there. Mage Armor for Temmie. Tenny. Why do I want to keep hearing Temmie? Are you in a well?
Well, you have a bunch of dogs here. I don't know if any of them are named Lassie. But prior to rolling for initiative, I will allow anyone who has the appropriate knowledge roll on what these are.
Animal handling?
Survival animal. I don't know if animal handling would tell you what they are.
Oh, sure.
I can roll survival.
I see a 19.
It's not mine.
Dirty 20!
It's not mine either.
Congratulations, yes.
I know these wolves. That one's named Fluffy. That one's named Fido. That one's named Spiders Jorg.
S.
Yes? No, none of them are named S.
There are five black wolves. You know them as wargs, or wargs, depending on your pronunciation. You know that they like to bite things. I know it seems obvious. You also know they have a howl that can cause people to be frightened, as in the Staz condition. But the bigger one in the back, the white one, is what's known as a winter wolf. And that has a pile of abilities that are not friendly at all. It even has a breath attack. It attacks multiple times around and has bonus actions to freeze parts of your body. So
I will not sing Filk songs. I will not sing Filk songs.
Is there a way, I've not done this before, is there a way I can just select everybody and roll, like, initiative for everyone all at once?
So you can click and drag over all of the characters on the map, which I've just done, right-click on any one of them, like I've just done, and click Enter Combat, and they should all show up in the initiative over on the side. And you have a button that says roll NPCs. You also have a button that says roll all, although frequently we like to press them ourselves.
Okay. This is the unfamiliar with Foundry portion of the game. I'm not seeing where you're telling me to see.
So on the sidebar over on the right, you've got chat messages as the first button that has little word bubbles. Directly below that is a cross source. Click on that.
Yeah.
And this is not just a Foundry thing. I think this is, this might be with New Foundry because there was an update recently-ish.
I click on the, I see.
Yes. Yes, you found it.
But I have to click on each of them individually.
Oh, no. Up at the very top of that tab, there's a thing that says roll NPCs, where you could have pressed on that and it would roll for all the NPCs at the same time. There's two different icons that look like groups of people. One of them is roll all and one of them is roll NPCs.
You probably have to hover over them.
I see. Okay.
And I am going to minimize the GM tab again because I am trying to not have spoilers. Last time there were spoilers, I saw goblins from the future.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I clicked start combat.
All right.
So I guess it looks like Tanny. You are up first to act.
Okay. I have to go back to my main tab. I am going to, as Mech would put it, activate my rage protocol.
Would you like to rage?
I would like to rage. Tenny lets out a not particularly fearsome roar, which I'm not going to do on the microphone, and attempts to go warg bowling. And she's going to attack the one on her left. Just coming in with a huge swing.
So the one I'm pinging right now.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, it didn't give them the fun adjectives this time, but that's okay.
No, not that one. You're going to get a split.
Oh, well.
I think that's sort of hoping to split up the pack. You know, like splitting up the band. It's never the same after.
Did you roll to attack?
I am trying to.
Okay.
So you have to go to your inventory, and if you click on the weapon you are choosing to use, you get a little drop-down thing, but then you can click on the attack button there.
Yeah, that didn't do anything.
Ooh, 17 on the die.
Total of 21.
I believe that will hit. So go ahead and roll your damage.
Once again, I'm trying.
Can you do it right from the chat box there?
I don't think so. Maybe.
If you clicking the attack button in your inventory does put it in the chat box, and then there is a damage button there.
I promise it doesn't.
I can only say
it did it for me.
I see it now.
Well, that's
now you see S is short sword.
Oh, I see S is, yeah, that is S, yeah, is short sword.
Because I'm seeing an attack button in mine and a damage button in mine, so I don't know why you're not seeing it.
Yeah, mine just isn't working. Well, okay.
Your sword's all equipped and stuff? That's the only thing I could think of that would be weirding.
Ooh, 12 damage.
12 damage. How does Paul make it take damage?
If you have a mob selected, you might be able to click an apply button in the chat. I should probably...
Negative.
Oh, because Ellie didn't click a damage button. Ellie just rolled dice. So...
Right.
If you double-click on the warg in question, you open up their sheet, and you can just take the points off that way because their hit points is an editable box.
All right, so I have to do a little math, so that would make that into a this. Okay. All right, you take a swing with your barbarian strength and attacking with what weapon was it?
Great axe.
A great axe, and you hack into it. It's not looking. It's still up, but you know it looks like it's taking a good deal of damage. After Tanny is, I'm sorry. Do you have more actions, Tanny?
Tanny, with an E. Sorry,
Tanny. I'm sorry.
And I want to double check something.
Okay.
I apologize for.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, this is.
Also, I appreciate that these creatures are large.
Because you can start riding one?
Well, in-game, yes. That is exactly why S is happy that they're large. But the player is happy that they're large because the player has an ability called Fierce that might come up.
Mm.
Okay. I have done everything I'm going to do.
All right.
I get bonus damage for my rage. I wasn't sure if it was automatically calculated.
All right. Next turn is D'Amica.
Okay. Did the mage armor take, I hope, on Tenny?
I'm going to encourage you to save that spell. As a barbarian, I get armor equal to basically mage armor.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, in that case, I will retroactively, if that's the case, because...
And if we are a seasoned party that's been traveling for a while, this would have been a discussion that we probably would have had before where
absolutely
there was a conversation where I've told you for the last time, stop casting mage armor on me. It doesn't do anything.
I have zero issue with that at all.
Now, that being said, S, what is your base armor?
Well, my AC right now is 18.
Right, but how much of that are you getting from your armor?
Well, if I take off my shield and chainmail, 12 is what I have. So 6 of that is coming from armor.
Okay. D'Amica, you should absolutely cast mage armor on S.
But S would have to not be wearing the armor.
Nope. I don't think so.
Yes. You touch a willing creature who isn't wearing armor.
Oh, okay, fair.
S would certainly have emphasized that Dammy should put mage armor on herself.
That was what Dammy was planning on doing, actually, yes.
Of the three of us, Dammy is the one who is squishy.
I'm fluffy! It's just fluff!
Oh, because I have rotate portraits on.
Point is, something tries to stab you, the blade goes in. Something tries to stab me, scales make it bounce off. Something tries to stab Tammy, and they die. You're the squishy one.
Yeah.
Okay, I will hit it to me. I am willing. I can touch it, right? I can touch myself. I touch my nose.
You give yourself a bop on the nose.
I swipe.
You don't want anybody else.
Okay. I swipe my tongue across my paw and rub my ear, and therefore, I mean, it's got a touch there, right? Right. And, you know, verbal somatic materials. I have it all, I'm sure, because I've got components pouch. Okay. That would appear to be my action. Do I get a move as well?
It's labeled a components pouch, but it's 50% catnip by volume.
That's the other pouch. This one's only 20%.
I think you would have already cast mage armor on yourself prior to the combat starting.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, in that case, if I get something else... how far away?
15 feet for you. They were 20 feet away from me.
Right. Okay, spell casting.
Yeah, consider the duration of mage armor is 8 hours. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, definitely.
You might have cast it as we were leaving the inn.
Probably, yeah, actually. Okay, let's see. Sure, this one looks like it might be fun. Let's find out. Scroll down. Don't like this character sheet. Place template at... Okay, how do I... There. Right.
Uh-oh, placing template. This might be some type of AoE thing. Oh, it is an AoE thing. Tenny, Doc.
No, it's fine. I've got a thing for this.
Tenny is an elf, not a duck.
I did this on purpose.
Yes, you did this on purpose, and I think it's perfectly fine. I have, where is that thing? Tactical caster. When I cast an arcane spell, I assume they're all arcane. You did that, right? That causes damage, you can choose yourself and any number of allies you can see to be immune to the damage caused by the spell. So I'm just going to use that once here.
All right. So I'm guessing my wolf needs to make a dex save, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does not make it, so I guess we'll take damage.
Do you hit the damage button or do I hit the damage button? That's my save damage, so is that my damage?
Caster rolls damage, defender rolls save.
Ooh. All right, we'll apply that
I rolled 13 damage. That's mine.
And that is enough to make that warg yelp and go poof. Nothing but a bloody body left. Congratulations, you've taken down one of the 5 wargs.
Wah-ha-ha.
Do you have any other actions?
Danica goes,
okay.
I think that's all that I can do.
Right, we'll move on. Next is the Winter Wolf. Ooh.
Winter is coming.
Okay. Winter is
always coming.
So it's Christmas.
Even when... Uh-huh. And right afterwards, you have like 365 days till the next one.
And then we do another 164.
All right. So it has a movement speed of 50, 20, and it's going to attempt to bite on the nearest target, which happens to be Teddy.
Okay.
And if I figure out how I do that, bite, attack. Did it do the attack? Did it not do the attack from that part of the character sheet?
Okay. It has to do it from the part that says main. And then you have to look at actions and scroll down.
Actions, scroll down. And make sure I have Tenny targeted.
And look at any of the things that are underlined. You can click on any of those.
I fear that's not going to hit me.
So, it does have multi-attack, though.
But missed on that one.
Come on, work with me here. It's not letting me click it again? Question mark? Is it because I moved, maybe?
Possibly.
I don't think you moved far enough that it would prevent you from doing another attack. You should be able to repeat what you did.
You would think. Oh, there, I got bite in the window.
There we go. I had to put it in. I don't think that's going to hit either.
It will not.
It does have a bonus action, though. Which wolf will touch its nose to a creature it can see within 5 feet of it, and you must make a save.
Not a save.
The evil nose boop.
Freezing nose. This dog is unwell.
So, please. Well,
that, well, of course it's unwell. Okay. It's a dog.
See, I don't want to roll it for you. Can you roll that save? No? Go ahead.
Yeah, just a second. I'm making sure that my rage doesn't give me advantage on saves.
Sure.
And it doesn't. It does, but only for strength. So I am rolling.
That's a heck of a roll.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a natural 19 for a total of 22.
Yeah, all right. So the winter wolf comes up, misses you twice with its bite, tries to boop you with its cold nose, and you manage to... And for its, you know, it does boop you on the arm, but you're able to shake off the supernatural coldness of said booped nose.
Hit it with a newspaper! Hit it with a newspaper! Bad doggy!
I'm going to hit it with more than that.
10 turn is over. That brings us to S.
All right. S is going to move 10 feet to here. And the first thing S is going to do is, and this might not work, but seeing the rolls that have been made so far, it might work. S is going to cast Command.
It.
No. The temptation was to cast Sit. But no, this wolf is not Inuyasha. Instead.
Are we sure?
Well, there are some similarities. However.
Are you targeting the winter wolf?
I am targeting the winter wolf, and I'm saying, run.
Ah.
I'm doing crowd control. That doesn't make it. It needed 12 for a wisdom save, and it got 11.
11. All right, so does that take effect immediately or upon its next action?
That is an excellent question, and I didn't know that with 5e. Let me look it up.
Follow the command at the start of its next turn.
Okay. Yep.
Which all means
right,
I've...
So, all right.
And now I am going to...
How long does that last?
One turn. So it's going to use its turn running, and then it can run back.
All right. Very well. Do you have any other actions this...
Yes. I'm going to move another 5 feet to be here.
Okay.
And I am going to use Guard as my bonus action. Select one enemy or creature within 5 feet of you. I'm going to pick this one that I'm pinging.
I see it.
That creature has disadvantage on the first attack roll it makes against you or an ally within 5 feet of you. I happen to have an ally within 5 feet of me, so either of us, before the start of your next turn. So whichever of us it goes after, it's got disadvantage because I'm shoving a shield in its face.
I understand. Okay. Anything else?
That was movement, bonus action, and action. So I am done.
All right. I have a warg here in the back. This warg is going to open up his character sheet and
they're literate.
Yeah. What's its movement, right? Okay. I can take these in any which way. I don't have to do, I can take its bonus action first, right? Yeah. Let's do that. Kaylin, I have all y'all try to make that save for me, please.
No, both I don't think somehow. I want to. Oh, charisma's your dump stat. I forgot about that. I had +4, which brings mine up to a 9.
It's a DC 13, so.
I don't think I'm succeeding on that.
You're failing that.
Oh, wait. And I have an ability about being frightened.
Teddy makes the save. And D'Amico?
What am I doing here?
Click the...
there it is.
Save, please.
Oh,
make a save as well on the nose.
I have an ability.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. I have an ability from my heritage called Timeless Resolve. When you or an allied creature within 5 feet of you makes a save against becoming frightened, you and the ally have advantage on the save, so I get to roll again.
Roll again.
This is that scene from Robin Hood Men in Tights. He has another go. He has another go.
Get another shot. And you roll a 19 23! On the die. Wow. Okay.
Ask me your questions. Very nice. I'm not afraid. I know my favorite color.
I am not going to risk taking advantage of that advantage.
It's Paisley.
So that worked. That worked for one of the wolves.
Oh, it doesn't say this is limited. It just says when you or an allied creature within 5 feet of you makes a save. It's not a reaction. It's just a thing I do.
I think what Paul meant was we succeeded on the save for one of the wolves.
Yes, and I'm saying I can try it again if another one howls.
I know
to press the advantage button this time.
Fair enough.
And it will now attempt to bite you.
Oh, that's a okay. Oh no, this large wolf is going to attempt to bite me.
After, am I rolling a disadvantage for this one?
No. You, for that one is not affected by my guard. The one I'm pinging, is guarded against. This one's coming in from my flank.
Ooh.
Okay, I am going to end up using a reaction for this, but let's resolve this first. That 22 is a hit.
Okay. Do you have a reaction? Do you want me to roll the
damage first? No, let's resolve the damage first.
Why won't it roll damage? Fighting with Foundry.
Dun, dun, dun.
I hesitate to suggest this, but when I reloaded the page, it started letting me use the button.
Which what kind of attack did it use?
Bite attack.
Okay.
Melee weapon attack, +5 to hit, reach 5 feet, one target, 2d6 +3 damage.
The button worked for me, so reloading the page might fix it for you, because it should be working.
Can you apply that to yourself, or do I need to click apply?
So, yes, asterisk. I can apply it because I'm in GM mode, too.
Okay, go ahead and do that while I...
Done.
Reload page.
And I have an ability called Fierce that I get from being a kobold.
Okay.
When a large or larger creature you can see within 5 feet of you attacks you, you can use your reaction to attack the creature immediately after its attack.
You go, girl.
Technically, I'm non-binary.
To quote a particular emperor, do it.
Does a 19 down.
Loading back in. Let's see what happens here.
That
I call everybody question. That. It's just because you're so fierce.
Okay. Noted.
We
probably had this conversation 100 times.
You made the attack. Yes, you definitely hit. And I will apply the damage to the creature. Okay.
And there was a temptation to use Smite, but I think I'm going to save my remaining spell slots for the heavy hitter.
That wolf is done.
Actually, I don't think I can use Smite. That's a bonus action.
Move on to the next wolf. Hey, guess what this wolf's going to do?
Dog pile.
It's going to loathsome howl. Go ahead and make your charisma saves against fear. Charisma.
I did not succeed. I shall take my luck point.
Take your luck point.
Well, remember, you still have advantage because I'm within 5 feet of you.
I rolled with advantage.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I have a -2 to charisma saves. I'm not doing great.
So that's a 2 and an 18. I'm glad I rolled with advantage. How am I supposed to give people luck points with this ability that I have if I don't have any luck points? I can't fail forward. I'm just moving forward. No, you, bad puppy.
This one is going to attempt to chomp on the elf.
Oh my gosh. Rude. I jokingly said dog pile, but we are in fact getting surrounded.
That's sort of what they do, which is kind of awesome from my perspective.
Oh no, they're all clumped up and you don't have fireball. You'll have to use some other type of fire spell that you've already demonstrated an aptitude for.
Why? Okay, so reloading does not allow me to click on, unless I'm just clicking the wrong thing.
I got it by under actions. I clicked on the numbers.
Yeah, I nothing happens when I do that.
Huh.
So is it attempting a bite?
It is attempting a bite. So if you wouldn't mind attempting the bite on the elf, it should get okay.
I had to close the character, and I had the formula for it behind the character sheet. So it's possible that you had the window you needed open, but it was hidden behind another window.
Maybe. Okay. Now, does this game have flanking?
Not really. There's a thing called pack tactics, which simplifies flanking. If they don't have a pack tactic ability, then you probably don't have it.
Obviously, I'm coming from an older system, so I'm...
But it looks like you managed to do the roll.
I did manage to do the roll. Looks like you had a 14 AC, is that correct, Ellie?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to have to close and reopen the character sheet each time I want to do a roll. Yes, I do. Okay. I will roll said damage and apply said damage to Teddy. Get a chunk taken out of you for 7 damage by that.
Indeed.
And the other no reactions to that one?
I don't think I have reactions yet, no.
All right. Well, I just want to make sure before I click on next wolf, that's all.
Oh, you know what, though?
What?
I do have resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage.
Okay. How much?
So if that is one of those, then it reduces it by 50%.
Oh, okay. So...
So I think I take 3 rather than 7.
Yes. Go ahead.
Since I can't take 3.5. Yeah, I can modify it.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, Paul. Okay. Next time you click on the number and it doesn't look like it's doing anything, instead of closing the character sheet, drag it over to the left or the right to see if the pop-up was behind it.
Yeah, I tried that too. It wasn't cooperating, but we'll move on. Soldier on to...
Indeed.
Another wolf, and this is the one that's all up in your grill that you had, I believe, debuffed somehow, right?
Its attack is going to be at disadvantage.
Its attack will be at disadvantage. Before it attacks, though, it will, you guessed it.
It's sure going to howl.
It's going to howl that howl right there.
So this is to keep us from being frightened for the save. Does raging mean that you can't be frightened, or is that not an ability you have yet?
That is not an ability I have.
Oh, I was looking for some form of advantage, pun intended.
Yeah.
But I'm going to look up at where it says somehow above and roll that while I'm waiting.
Please just do that because it's not cooperating.
Will a 14 do it?
Yes, it will.
Well, then.
Everybody make their save?
Except for Tenny, who I think is already afraid.
I'm specifically afraid of the wolf that's behind me.
No retreating.
And you save again. All right. Now we will attempt, Tenny, another bite on you. Yeah, I just have to... That's really weird. I have to close and reopen every time, or else it doesn't... Oh. It misses anyway. It's okay. They're just
worse. It gets a luck point.
It does get a luck point.
It does not get a luck point. Those aren't for NPCs.
It gets a doom point. Any reactions to that one attacking you, Tenny?
I do not have.
I just reactions. I guess just making sure.
Yep. Right,
and then to the last warg of the round, bringing up the rear, and I will surprise you, I'm sure, with what's about to happen.
That roll was Tenny making another charisma saving throw, or rather not making it.
Not making it. So you're afraid of this one as well. Make it. You are afraid of this one.
That one that's got the circle on it.
So this one here that's about to try to take a chomp on the yummy, yummy, tasty little morsel of kobold in front of it.
Hmm.
Actually, did I give myself all my HP?
I don't know.
And guess what? They all missed. All of them. I did so much damage to y'all. One or two hits here or there, but for all the probability.
And the answer is I did.
Back to the top of the order, Teddy. You're not in a particularly precarious position here.
I am.
Hold your weapon out straight in front of you and spin in a circle. I'm short. You'll miss me.
I don't actually know if I can move where I want to move, but what I can do is that. I am turning toward the winter thing, Winter Wolf.
Winter Wolf, that's about and, to run away, yes.
Yes. And notably away from the two wolves I'm frightened of.
Okay.
Oh, that would mean you can't see them.
Yes.
And then?
And then I'm going to attack.
All right. Give it a target. And
I've got the creature in my sights, and I'm going to shoot bullets at it.
Okay.
No, I've...
You have bullets?
That's from the Powerpuff Girls movie.
Anyway, Tenny started blasting.
Fire. And I missed. No, actually, I don't know if that's a miss.
It has an AC. You actually hit.
Oh, neat. Not critical.
Damage has been applied. Doesn't seem to... They do too much of damage to it. This seems much hardier than the black wolves that are around here.
Well, I told this one to
that
run.
That's fair.
Yes.
But it can't because it's not his turn yet.
What's that, Ellie?
Should have done this first. I am going to use my bonus action to use my animal focus.
Okay.
And give myself 4 temporary hit points.
Fun.
Useful.
And while I have those temporary hit points, I get advantage on melee attacks.
Oh, nice.
Which is why I should have done it first. Anyway, that's my turn. I'm not moving or anything.
All right. Moving next to our kitty cat friend, D'Amica. This is what we would call a target-rich environment.
Yes, but I can't move any closer, which is really annoying.
Gosh, it's almost like... I knew that or something. I don't know.
I'm in danger. Technically, I'm not. There's already an ability that can be used to just have flames go around me, but that's besides the point.
You can, like, rotate, though. Like it...
No. Some masses lay across the floor. Okay, that won't actually work. Hilarious as it would be, or would it? Let's see, how big is that? 20 feet is 4 cubes. It's one. I can't see the squares on the thing enough.
I'm sorry, is there a way I can make that more pronounced for you?
No, I have a better idea. Yeah, that's not going to be enough. Okay, that's interesting. Oh, the treetops show up if I have the right thing. Whoa, they flicker. Distraction! Squirrel! Okay, can't do that. Well, I get more of these if I want some. How many more of these do I get? I have 2 more of that. And... oh. Are you all? All I have is first circle. Ew, I don't have hardly any useful thing here. All right. Well, that worked so nicely before. Let's go for doing it again. Sure. Which means I have to go to the next page and actually let's cast this thing. Yep. Cast that and hold that down to... oh, hey, I think I can maybe get both of them in it. Barely.
You're allowed to move before you do it.
I can't.
She can't move closer. She's afraid of one of the wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she can move down a square and then angle the template.
Okay. That's reasonable. Oops. That's what I want to do. I don't want to do that. Okay, so if I go down, is that closer to the one that I was afraid of, though?
No, the one that you're afraid of is on the other side of me.
Okay. So that will not be closer, hopefully.
It's a lateral move.
All right. Okay, let's place this template again. Come here. And I will not... this. Yeah, okay, let's go after these two, sure. And not go after my companions.
Do you consider the underbrush to be an ally?
It makes such a pretty crackling sound. Okay. Two wolves Goodness. Need to make their deck saves.
They found
saves.
What was left of your child. Bad news.
Which two? I'm sorry?
The winter wolf and the one right behind it.
Okay, winter wolf. And the one right behind it.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the other side of it from me.
That's
oh,
a nat one.
Good.
Right. What was the
winter
saving?
Wolf dodges. The one behind it didn't see it coming because the winter wolf was in the way.
Is it Clearly. Safe for is it safe for half damage?
Yep, safe yeah. for half yeah. damage.
Okay, so winter wolf will take
4
half damage, just so that way I can apply.
It's I want it to be known that what's going to happen on its turn is my fault, but what's going to look like is it got stabbed by the barbarian, then set on fire by the cat person, and
Does
then it's
it
immediately going to turn
damage?
And run.
Does it take any damage from fire extra per chance, since it's cold creature?
It does not take extra damage. That
Curses!
But, so Winter Wolf is taking how much?
4 total, because it's half of 8.
Okay. And the one right behind it is taking...
8, unless it has to take more because of the crit fail.
I don't think you take thing? More on a crit fail.
I'm sulking here. I'm sulking.
And you take a good chunk out of it. It's not looking very well, that's for sure.
That's the
it's
one
I already
looking
stabbed. Pretty sin.
Looking pretty Ooh. Sin.
Singed around the edges and bloody too.
Yeah. Damica, do you have any other actions? Is that it?
I think that's all I get to do. All my right. bonus actions are things like order servant, and I don't think my unseen servant does anything useful, so...
The yeah. Winter Wolf is commanded to run away and will move its full movement away.
I am so glad that the Winter Wolf speaks common, or at least understands it, because if it didn't, this wouldn't have worked.
No. Sit.
Wait, does anyone here speak goblin? Or That's ancient Greek?
It actually does. Winter Wolf actually does understand common, so you are lucky. So it runs away.
Excuse me, ma'am.
50 feet.
Excuse me, ma'am. I speak jive.
Give yourself a luck. Ellie, give yourself a luck.
It's about time. Ellie's been earning left and right for me, but mine don't count.
Well, I've given this some for some rolls here or there.
But yes. Yeah.
But that I you spoke directly to that worked. So it moved away 50 feet. Does it have to keep moving? It's like full like 100 feet away, or
it uses it its turn. Sorry.
Yeah, it has to move its full movement. It doesn't have to dash.
It has to move its full movement. It doesn't have to dash.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to use its action to move more.
Okay, so it moved 50 feet away, so now it still has an action. Is that correct?
This is when we go back and check.
This is when we go back and check.
Yes, you speak a one-word command to a creature you can see within range. The target must succeed on a save or follow the command at the start of its next turn. The spell has no effect if the target is undead, if it doesn't understand your language, or if your command is directly harmful to it. I use run, which... We can argue flee was the synonym for that. That one has additional information. The target spends its turn moving away from you by the fastest available means.
Okay.
Fastest available means, I'd interpret that as it is using its action to keep moving.
Okay, so it is off the map by another 50 feet.
Okay. We will keep that in mind.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
If we're lucky, it goes away far enough that it loses aggro. I don't know what half of these terms mean. The correspondence course brings them up.
S, you're up.
I got knocked down, but I got up again.
Never going to keep you down.
Exactly. Which is why I'm not currently prone. I am going to attack this one here that is already wounded.
Yeah, do it.
And does a 15 hit?
I think so. Double clicking. Yes, that does hit.
All right. I do a whopping 5 points of damage.
It is looking very, very not happy. It's pretty beat up, but it is still standing.
It could always surrender and decide to be my adoring pet that I would care for. But if it doesn't, that's okay too. I am going to use my guard ability again on this one again.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm going to stay put. If I move, I'm going to invoke 3 attacks of opportunity. So I'm going to stay right here. Thank you.
Well, the warg that is most injured is targeting the one who just hit it and will attempt to give you a little bit of a nibble. Nibble, nibble.
Joke's on the warg. I sprayed my whole self down with bitter apple. The 18 will hit.
18 will hit.
Roll your damage, GM. I'm not afraid.
Apply that damage.
I wish there was a button here for me to do that. When I'm looking at my character, I have to go to the GM
screen
to click apply. You pressed it already?
Yes.
Okay, because on mine it still says it can be applied. So I will not double apply. It was not a crit. Why not? But I am again going to use my fierce reaction.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll another attack.
Go ahead and do that.
Riposte.
No, this is a short sword. It's not a post.
It you'll fix it in post.
No, it's not broken.
I think you hit.
All right. Rolling beautiful bean footage. That is another 5 points of damage.
And you...
I deleted the
wrong one.
So hard, I went away off the map.
Can you
undo. Command-Z, Command-Z.
Yeah.
Control-Z, Control-Z.
Control-Z, Control-Z.
It's back. Sorry. From outer space.
All right, and you managed to take out another warg.
The action economy tilts a little more in our favor.
It does. All right, so it is now this warg's turn. I want to open its character sheet. I want to do a d20 roll. I want to see if it notices something. It does not. Okay, it's going to attack you. It doesn't notice the kitty. So it's going to attack Tenny.
It did not, in fact, go for the person in the back wiggling their fingers.
No, it did not. Much to my sadness and kitty chomping desires.
Doggy! Head. Did it howl?
No more howls.
No more howls.
But at the end of your turn, you get to make another charisma saving throw to see if you shake the effect off.
Oh! Do I? All right. I should do that because I just had mine, didn't I?
Anyway, 22 will hit me.
It's going to give you a little nibble. Or a big nibble.
Cool.
14 points of nibble damage.
All right. I will take 7 of that. And Beth, you had to beat a 13.
That beats a 14 beats a 13, doesn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
So you're good.
No more fear.
Now the one right in front of you, that's otherwise would be flanking with you, or flanking against you, will also attempt to take a nibble out of the scary, scary elf barbarian.
Yes, please attack the barbarian because I have 10 hit points left. My next action is going to be lay on hands. There should be no spoilers there with that.
And that is a miss for that warg.
I don't need to remind you about disadvantage.
And the last warg does like kobold-shaped snacks, though. And is this the one that you have that has disadvantage on you?
No, the one that just attacked does not have disadvantage. The one that just attacked would, if you'd have hit, I would have double-checked to make sure you rolled disadvantage. But this one here is unhindered.
All right, so It is going to attempt attack by called Get Yon Goodies. And I think that's going to get your goodies.
That's a dirty 20. I might be going down.
Might be. There might be an unconscious character in a moment.
That's not so helpful.
I'm at 2 HP.
Ooh!
2 HP is not zero.
It is not. All right. Top of the round. Round 3. Fight. Tenny.
I swear to God, I just tried to tell you to call me Tenny. I don't know what you've done to me.
I did call you Teddy, right?
Yes, you got it right.
Okay.
I have been corrupted by Beth.
Uh-oh.
Tenny.
I am going to use my animal focus again.
Okay.
To give myself 4 more temporary hit points.
That's a neat trick.
It is. You can do that every round?
I can do it 4 times per something.
Okay, cool.
I think. Oh, no, just while raging.
Oh, nice.
All right.
So, yeah, I can just keep doing it until the rage goes away.
And it's going to be even more powerful if the DM ever does a thing where you just get to roll a d20 to add to the number.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
I am... Well, first, as I do the bear thing, I'm going to bellow like I think a bear does.
Okay.
Comes out, rah!
All right.
Because again, charisma of 7. And I'm going after the one...
They all seem to be almost equally healthy.
I'm going after the one directly to my left.
Okay.
Which is not the one that hurt me last time, but it's the one that is most directly threatening. The one that I can get to. That's most directly threatening S.
Okay.
Because from the mouse over squares, it looks like I can't get between S and the one to the bottom left.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of difficult.
Anyway, I'm going to hit this one.
Do it.
What? It's, hang on. It's if I have a character targeted, then clicking the use button doesn't work.
Huh.
One with Foundry. I believe that's enough to hit. The 17.
17 will hit.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, though?
What? That's an even bigger hit.
You had a hit. What about a second hit?
I was just seeing if I got a crit.
It's one off.
Yeah, great axe doesn't have extended crit. So, go away. Damage, normal.
Ooh. 12 damage.
You take a big old chunk out of this thing. It yelps in pain.
That axe isn't just good.
It's great.
And she does the sort of like half crouch and roar around at the rest of the creatures.
Okay.
Over S.
Can you give me an intimidation check, please?
Sure. Let me double check and make sure I don't have a...
Whatever the appropriate skill is for this game system.
Intimidation would be it. But that's a charisma stat.
Yeah.
Give yourself advantage.
Okay.
On the roll. Oh, I see. Nat
20.
Would you accept a crit?
Yeah. All right. That hit combined with your roar, these remaining 3 wargs seem to be shaken. They're no longer looking as quite as aggressive as they were. They are still in combat, but they are not necessarily as
cringe
as they might have once been.
Yeah.
Do you have any other actions?
No.
All right. Tamika, what you got?
Tamika is hanging on to her final spell slot. Since I apparently only have, 4 of them. I've used 3 of them already.
You got any cantrips?
Not unless I want to make everybody flavored like jalapenos. Which that is a thought.
Bitter apple flavoring.
What was that, Tenny?
I have a suggestion.
Go for it.
You could use Minor Illusion to create the sound of a crowd coming in from the road.
Okay, let's go for that then. Yeah, I was dithering on that one. It's a cantrip. I can do this all day. There's a crowd coming. They're shouting things like, help the adventurers! Kill their enemies!
Give milk to the kitten.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to... Can I do this? And then do this? And roll... What, can I roll a thing? Can I roll a thing? They give me a thing to roll. Under features, maybe? No? X? No?
If you are attempting a save, you can click on their attribute like strength or wisdom or charisma or whatnot.
I would like you... So let me do this three times.
Time to make the...
I would like you to make me a charisma roll with an advantage, but also give me a modifier of your total spell casting levels. So advantage plus your magic level.
Charisma at advantage.
Here's charisma plus 5 at advantage.
Okay.
There's the plus 2 at advantage. That's without the plus 5.
Okay. And you have another plus 3 because of your spellcasting levels.
All right. So yeah, these wolves definitely seem to be not they're shaking in their cute little wolf socks for sure. However, did you have anything else, any other actions, Danica? Tamika?
I don't think there's anything else I can do. Prestidigitation is my action.
All right.
And that's basically all that I've got. I'm not scared anymore, though.
I'm charging back in, full movement.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey.
I'll just hold still.
The command wore off.
Using its full movement. I want to see, though, if it can do a thing.
Bad doggy!
So, it would have used two actions to run away, and then two actions back, right?
So yeah, it would still have bonus action. Freezing Nose is a bonus action, but it can't reach me from here.
No. No, it cannot. So it is back. Its presence may or may not impact each individual warg who is going to go next. So each warg is going to make one more save here to see what happens. This warg starts running away in this direction.
See your measuring, but up. Oh, I there saw that.
I don't know if there are attacks of opportunity. Elf would probably get said attack of opportunity.
I don't. There wasn't one for me. Not sure if it wasn't in my range. Next to Tenny.
So, if Tenny had a reaction, Tenny could take an attack.
The thing is, if there are attacks of opportunity, I can't find them in the rules.
Okay. I just throw it out there because I come from different systems, so.
Yeah.
So technically, so we.
I also was looking for this. This I just can't find it.
This poor wolf, in front of you, also runs off map.
Dang, I thought I had that. There it is, Cobalt Press. That's why I couldn't find it. I was not looking in the folder that it was named to be.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was not looking in the clearly labeled folder.
Are you doing a thing? Yes? In response to that?
Possibly. Yes, and I'm double checking.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Opportunity attack, page 229. Because I have action the PDF. Seven. And then I look at page 228 and go, it's not here. In a fight, everyone is constantly watching for the chance to strike an enemy who flees or passes by. Such a strike is called an opportunity attack. So there's a lot more here that describes it, but it looks like unless they're doing a disengage action when they flee, we get an opportunity attack if they're within range and then they're not within range. Did it disengage?
They are turning tail, literally tails tucked between the legs and running away.
I would say that's a disengage. Yep, 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 yep.
Okay, so it does not get... I do not get an attack of opportunity because it's using its action as disengage and then moving.
Yes.
All right. Good to know.
All right. It's last one. Let's see what happens.
Oh, I didn't get my turn. I was supposed to go after the Winter Wolf, but you deleted me from the map accidentally, and that removed me from combat.
Oh, okay. Well,
how do we...
I'm going to add myself back in.
Go ahead. Well, let me do this first because it may matter. Actually, yeah. So this one also is talking tail and running off map. If you'd like to, and I'm actually going to just remove them from combat. If you'd like to take an action now, by all means. Or you can do so, or if you want to, you know, retroactively do something.
No, this works just fine. My action is going to be the same no matter what, because at 2 hit points, I think it's safe to say I am going to use my lay on hands for all of it.
Okay.
Good.
Go ahead and do that.
I don't know why it's asking me to roll.
You don't have to roll for healing?
Hold on. Well, let me double check this. Because I'm remembering 5e rules for lay on hands. This is kind of 5e, but there's
total number of hit points equal to 5 times your paladin levels.
Okay, so yeah, I can just add them. So yeah. Now I'm at 17 hit points.
All right.
And I am going
And it's a bonus action.
It's a bonus action if you affect yourself.
Yes.
Actually, you still have an action. Sucks.
Uh-oh.
Because I was going to use my bonus action to use guard to give it disadvantage on attacks.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So here's what we're going
to do. No. As a bonus action, you can use it. You don't have to use it as a bonus action. Must.
Okay.
I would assume.
I'm going to move to here. Well, the GM can tell me, no, you can't do that. And then I yield to the GM.
Well, you go ahead and do that, buddy.
It still says I have 10 remaining. I am going to...
fix it.
Yeah, because I am using up the entire tank. There we go. And it still asks me to make a roll. I don't know why, but that is a problem for future Crash. Present Crash is going to use guard again.
Okay.
So if it tries to attack me or anyone who happens to be within 5 feet of me, which currently no one else, it's rolling a disadvantage.
All right. Teddy.
Well, what Teddy was going to do was, it has been sort of countermanded by S, because Tenny was going to put herself. Tenny was going to put herself between S and the wolf. So instead, I am just going to run up and attack.
If I didn't have to lay on hands, I could have run up, used guard, and then used my action to disengage.
Oh, that would have been obnoxious. Very nice.
And I am. No, wait. I keep seeing the 4 at the side, thinking that's how many I have.
That's how many points you're getting.
Yes. So I'm giving myself another 4 temporary hit points. And then I'm going to hit it. How's a dirty 20?
I think that'll hit it.
4 normal damage.
Oop. For 4.
A
whopping 4.
Doesn't seem to be super effective.
Yeah, can I use my luck to re-roll my damage roll?
If you've got a spell that does a lot of damage to a single target, your turn's when to use it.
Yeah, that would be real nice if I had a spell that did a lot of damage to a single target. Alas.
Anything else, Tony?
No.
Kitty.
Well, I can either find out if it has an int of 3, an int of 4 or higher, which would be hilarious, literally. Or I can do... let's see. How much can I move to and still doing it?
You could run up and try to whack it with your quarterstaff.
Oh, I'm not. No. No, 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 no. We're going to spend our last spell slot here. And that means I have to go to here and I have to find this. I'm going to cast this. I'll place the template.
And another burning hand
template. Hey, I'm a cat of simple something.
You're playing with fire.
Yes. Okie dokie. Make your dex save, Wolf.
Wolf, dex save.
Aww. Up on the burning hands.
I think that's some
bad luck there. 6 points.
All right.
That's a 4 on the die, by the way. Actually, no, it's a 5 on the die. No, 3. It had a plus 1. It had 3 on the die.
Yep, 3 on the die.
It is still looking pretty healthy.
But hopefully fairly singed.
A little bit singed, for sure.
Damica will also shout, and there's more where that came from!
Uh-huh.
After a long rest, she's right.
Shh, shh.
And remember, if it's attacking, it's... Oh, it just moved out of my range.
Go ahead, take your attack.
Oh, feel the awesome power of my short blade.
You miss.
I get a luck point.
I will grant luck point to you.
Yay! Oh, hey, if fails, do fails on saves do that? Because
yeah,
if I should have a luck point from the mm-hmm. when I failed the save on the fright.
Take your luck points.
All right, I'll take that retroactively.
Now I have two luck points. I don't know how I got the first one, but I have two luck points that if someone else spends luck, I can send luck their way to help them.
It says add luck point, and it's not doing it.
I will say you are lucky you sent the Witch Wolf away, because it does have that pack tactics ability. but it is going to do a thing, and I think I can get all of you with the thing.
I can't add my luck point.
It's going to use a breath weapon or something.
It is using a breath weapon, the three of you.
It's a white dragon in disguise!
How rude of it.
Those don't tend to have high intellect. You could have used Tasha's hideous laughter.
I know. Oh, it's wisdom that one goes after. It just has to have a minimum intellect to... Oh, that's a D4. That's not what I meant to do.
Yeah, you rerolled your luck.
Well, good. I have luck now, maybe. I don't know how to make it show.
On the main tab above your hit points?
Yeah, I see it, but I can't.
Clicking the plus button doesn't do anything?
Correct.
On my side, you have 2 luck points?
I should have 1, I think. Please feel free to fix that.
There you go.
Thank you. Not that I can see them.
And this is why I left Ellie as an owner to the character.
Yes, thank you. I'm so glad. Well,
I'm trying to make it so you all can roll a DC 13 dex save. It will not let me. It's having me roll it, and I don't want to roll it. I want y'all to roll it. But I don't know how to make it do that.
There it is.
I'm going to configure the sheet.
Make
a light thing.
That's a crit fail.
That doesn't work either.
Can you accept luck from other people?
There's the same.
You have enough luck points to reroll that?
I have exactly 2. So I have 1 fewer than I need to reroll. After this crit fail, I will have 3 luck points.
All right, well, I will grant you your luck point.
I need a luck point as well.
You also get a luck point.
Thank you, thank you.
Tenny, 11.
It was... It needed to be a 13?
Yes.
I'm spending 2 luck points.
Okay. Oh, good.
So, Kess and Damica will take full damage. Tenny will take half damage of this.
That's a lot of dice. I'm
need to check
down.
Something. I need to check something. Okay.
What kind of damage is that? Oh, it's cold damage. Okay.
It is cold damage.
So I'm down to 11. Death
and then I need to see how long.
And that doesn't do anything. My AC does nothing here, right?
No.
This yeah, is that's a save. Not a...
Okay. Well, that's sure. Somebody give me a luck point. I just
That will take Dammy down also.
Yes, it will.
She started with 20 hit points.
Oh, well.
Oh, you're using the old character sheet.
I the black flag PC sheet will work better?
Yeah.
Let's see. No. No, no? I get the exact same.
Weird. It's just not loading, but styling for you then.
Bonus action. You can make me a con save there, Tenny.
Oh, for the nose.
Yeah.
19.
You make the save. You are lucky yet again. The cold snoot pokes your head this time and does nothing to you. And that is the Winter Wolf's turn. S.
Yep.
It gets to make a death save.
I succeed the death save.
All right. So what does that do? That brings you back conscious?
Nope. I got to make three of them. If I roll a crit, I come back with one hit point and I'm conscious.
Got ya.
And there have been sessions in previous campaigns. I think EO did it twice, where a crit was rolled, came back up with one hit point, and then murdered the opponent.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
Yeah.
So these things can indeed happen. All right. Top
Except
around
I
five.
I can't cast inflict wounds at a high level.
Teddy, both your comrades are down. You have this big beastie in front of you, and it's been damaged a bit, but it still looks quite healthy. What do you want to do?
First, I am putting myself between it and S.
Okay.
I am going to use my bonus action to give myself 4 temporary hit points.
Okay. Makes sense.
And I don't think I have any choice but to hit it.
All right. Come on, crit.
Can I spend luck to crit?
I'm sorry?
I'm joking.
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Ellie asked if she could spend luck to crit.
Oh, I.
And
not as familiar with the luck rules as you are, but I don't think that's the way it works.
No. That would be a really cool thing.
Yeah. However, I do have advantage on my attack roll.
Does a 15 hit?
I believe it does. Let me just reopen the thingy again.
AC 13, it hits.
AC 13, it does hit. Yes.
Yeah.
That's some nice damage.
That is almost max damage. 13.
13.
Oh, that's good.
That is a good chunk of damage that it just took. It is now still not at half, almost at half damage.
Oh, good.
Anything else for you there, Tanny?
No.
Okay.
Do I need to make a death save?
Yes.
I think you do.
You should see a little skull icon where your hit points used to be. Just click on that and it rolls.
But she doesn't.
I do not.
Just roll a d20.
Okay, just a moment.
There's no bonuses to death saves.
I will roll a d20. There it is.
That's a pretty good roll with the 16.
16 will give you a plus. Plus one.
All right.
Oh, there's a little skull. I do see a little skull now.
I have That's added success. The one. You clicked on it and went away. There. Leave it.
Okay, add it. Okay, I won't touch it.
All right, Tenny. It's going to try to give you a couple chompy chomps here.
Go for it.
If it'll let me do the chompy chomp.
Eventually.
Chompy chomp.
It's unlocked.
Chomp.
Don't That's wish. A 2 on the die.
I think no, someone's not going to hit.
And chomp.
But that's twice as good.
Still not going to hit. And bonus action. Roll me a con save.
Con save.
The boot.
Oh, wait. There you go.
The dude.
Oh, I finally found your click. All right. You are standing toe to toe with this monstrous beast of a creature, and you're managing to dodge out of all of its chomps, and...
I expected to be the first one to die.
You're the barbarian. You've got more hit points than both of us combined. Especially now.
Speaking of, S, it is back to you.
I'm gonna say hi to that guy over there with the big black robe very, very thin. Very thin. He might be a runner. That's a fail. That's a two.
Can't you re-roll that? You got a fail? Did you get a fail last time?
I could spend all three of my luck to re-roll that.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, what are you saving it for?
I didn't see an animation, and it didn't change anything in my character sheet, but it changed the 2 to a 14.
Well, then.
So I'm just going to turn off that failure and turn it into 2 successes.
You need 3 to come back?
I need 3 to stabilize. If you stabilize, you're still at 0 hit points, you're unconscious, but you're not going to just bleed out. Bad. Yeah. If you have 3 failures, and if you get damage that counts as a crit fail, that's 2 failures. Then you bleed out.
Okay. Go ahead, Sandy. Back to you.
Man, I never get to do my job over here. All right, Shay. Let's go find someone else. we're back to me. Yes.
Yes.
I am going to bear down again.
You know, if anyone listens to these, but they only listen to
one of them
campaign, yeah, they will not understand most of what we talk about.
Well, it's all, you know, as you say, it's 85% references by volume, right? So
yes,
we're the crossover universe, you know, crossovers like the comic books.
Yeah.
Yes. My favorite of those was always the Amalgam Comics from the 90s. Where Marvel and DC mash their characters together. I still have a copy of Lobo the Duck, trapped in a world he never fragged.
Go ahead and make your attacks.
I did want to say, every time I'm using this bear ability, I'm roaring at the wolf. Not that I expected to do anything.
No, not this one. Is a little bit too...
It doesn't speak bear.
It's still too healthy. And too much of a badass to...
Oh, one more.
It speaks common, giant, and winter wolf. It does not speak bear. So you're going to need a translator.
Well, 23 translate.
Can I use luck to increase the number on the die?
I don't think so.
No.
Curses.
It can't possibly be true, but I really want it to be true. I got a 19.
Yeah, you definitely hit it. Oh,
max damage.
Yes!
14 damage.
All right.
You cut off its nose. No more boops.
I mean, it is bloodied, I think.
You could do that in Gurr.
I do believe it is now. Yeah, what the thresholds are for bloodied. It is down below half for sure.
Yeah. That would be bloodied, yeah.
Below 50% is bloodied.
It is definitely bloodied now, finally, yes. Do you have any other actions to take?
No, I am staying right here.
You should just run away. That's what I'd be saying if I wasn't unconscious.
Okay, so I need to figure out how to make a death save. That's D20.
I just roll a D20.
Yeah.
10, I think, succeeds.
If only I still had that thing open. I do. Death save.
If the roll is 10 or higher, you succeed.
Ah, you succeed.
You got to it before. Right.
You both have 2 successes.
Okay, let's see if I can edit myself. Yes, I added it myself.
All right.
Somebody started putting it in there, I started being able to see it.
All right, you barbarian elf. Let's see if I can actually manage to. Wait. No, I got
every time you. Every time you roll that D6 to see if its cold breath recharges, I hold my breath.
Yeah. 10 plus. Ah, 15 will just hit.
Ooh. Okay. Some damage.
13.
How many temp hit
piercing
points?
Damage. So I take 6 and I'm down to 2 temporary hit points.
Yeah, because it's 2d6 plus 3 plus 4 and a d8, yeah.
And you've been building up your temp hit points.
I am.
Second attack.
Oh,
that's a crit. Boy.
Here it comes. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Critical.
Low.
Damage.
That's 37 37 damage.
Now, hang on a second. 37 reduces to 18.
Right.
That still takes you down to 10.
Nope. Because I still have 2 temporary hit points.
Oh, takes you down to 12.
12.
So it takes me down to 12. I am bloodied, but I'm still up.
Now make your con save.
Con save.
I am literally at the edge of my chair.
13.
Make it just on the dot, you make it.
Eek.
Right.
Penny is not going down without a fight.
No. S.
I'm not going to keep you waiting. I'm stabilized. So long as I don't end up being a chew toy, I'm okay.
Tenny.
Do I get my... Oh, yeah. Right. Tenny. Yeah. Right.
Bearing down again. Giving myself the 4 temporary hit points.
Okay.
I am not going to do that.
What you gonna do?
I have an ability called Reckless Attack, which gives me advantage on melee attack rolls using strength.
Uh-huh.
But attack rolls against me have advantage.
Oh, no.
It is reckless.
And
I mean, the situation's pretty dire.
No.
Yeah,
but I already get a... The thing is, when I have those temporary hit points, I already get an advantage on my attacks.
And double advantage isn't a thing.
You mean you don't want me to have double... You don't want me to have advantage on both of my multi-attacks? Come on.
No. No.
And she is going to... Sorry, it bothers me that there's a heal button on the finger. I wanted to make sure that it didn't actually heal me. I'm gonna shriek in its face and make another attack.
Oh, and I totally forgot something. You're lucky. We'll see. I'll remember it if I make another successful attack roll though against you.
Oh dear.
Yes, there's another part of its ability I forgot about, but that I didn't read until just now. No, go ahead, make your attacks.
Cut its nose off.
You hit.
22, I think, might graze it.
Yeah. Just a glancing blow.
For 8 points of damage.
8 damage. All right. It is still well within double digits of hit points.
Ooh, nasty thing.
Remember back in the day when morale rolls were a thing?
Yeah.
This thing though, in particular, isn't making them, and it's part of its package.
Also, morale rolls aren't a thing.
Well,
another death saving here somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Once Tenny is done.
Tenny's done.
Tenny, okay.
All right, so let's make that d20.
Oh,
no, that's a fail. That's a failure.
You could spend your 3 luck to reroll. And there is a thing in your chat. Actually, no, you rolled that die manually, so you might not have that.
I don't.
You could spend all 3 of your luck to roll again.
Let's do that. I'm not using it for anything else right now.
Hey.
There we go.
It worked out.
Stability.
I have removed your luck.
Thank you.
All right.
And I will hit my... Success. Okay, stable. Now, all we need are for the villagers to actually come and help.
Well, I heard them. Yeah, they should be here any moment now.
Any moment, definitely.
Don't I wish.
Also, that was a really bad roll from the GM. I'm going to pretend I did not see that.
What, the 6? What?
The roll to recharge the breath weapon.
Yes, I see. It does. It has recharged. But being that it only has one target in front of it, I don't believe it would choose to use it at this point in time.
It thinks
you are
totally
kind
fine.
And gracious DM or GM.
Just remember that with what I'm about to do.
No.
You're about to call me a liar is what you're going to do.
All right. Let's try this here. All right. Because we're going to roll.
Oh, I haven't.
Huh?
A 9's gonna miss. I have been adding my proficiency bonus to my attacks.
I think a 23 will hit. Okay. So let's roll the damage first.
Ouch.
Normal damage.
17.
17 reduces to 8.
You're still up.
Because you have those 4 hit points.
I haven't been reading this last sentence of the attack.
Uh-oh.
If the target is a creature, it must succeed at a saving throw or be knocked prone. So please make me that saving throw.
Strength save, it looks like.
I think certainly
make. Sure.
This Weeble free wobbles.
Free action. Make me a con save. Natural 20. Okay. This thing has not gotten its freezing nose bonus action to land a single time this entire combat.
It has not managed to stick the freezing nose in the, you know, spot at just above your pants where the...
Yeah.
It's four, it's like...
Poor little thing.
When the dog rushes someone when they just get home from work and the person has the dog go like under their arm and they start scratching the back of the dog while the dog's head is sticking under the arm looking backwards. This is what I'm thinking is happening every single time.
S.
I'm stabilized. I am slightly snoring.
Slightly snoring.
But
okay.
Unless something's done to rouse me, which would probably involve giving me any amount of hit points, I don't suppose Tenny has some type of magical ability that just throws out a hit point randomly. You're not that kind of barbarian.
Not that kind of barbarian.
Then I'm currently out of the fight.
Okay. Tenny, drop.
Yeah, that's what I'm yelling at the wolf. Drop. Again, roaring at the wolf, and I don't know why it keeps rolling.
The roaring,
because you keep getting a 4.
The roaring is definitely not having any impact on the wolf.
I get 3+1 because of my barbarian level plus my con modifier. There's no roll involved.
Oh, huh. It looks like it's supposed to be a roll in the chat, so that throws me off.
Yeah, that's why I checked last time, because it looks like I'm supposed to be rolling. There was something I was going to do. Oh, right. I was going to add 2 more to my damage.
Oh. How you doing that?
Through being a barbarian and raging.
Oh, okay.
I get a +2 to my damage while I'm raging, in addition to the +2 I get from my proficiency bonus.
Nice.
So.
Oh, that 19.
You keep rolling 19s.
Yeah, I know.
Roll that damage.
So.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
12 damage.
12 more damage.
12 more damage. Okay.
Maybe it will get bored and go away.
It is...
Run and live!
It's still up. Barely. It is not looking good at all. This is like, if I may make a movie reference, the later rounds of Ivan Drago versus Rocky. I'm sorry, I moved your tune there by accident. In Rocky IV, where they're just pounding the snot out of each other. Who wants it more?
It's mostly dead.
Anything else on your action there?
No.
Sonny? All right.
I am staying. I am a wall between this creature and S.
I'm just a little kitty ice cube who has made all of my death saves and might be lightly defrosting.
All right, you're snoring away as well. All right.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, I'm sorry the two of you did not get to do a whole heck of a lot here in those last.
Well, I'm out of spell slots anyway, so hey, I would have been pathetic.
I started this combat using a whole multitude of abilities that I was so thrilled I got some synergy for. That was my moment.
All right. Okay, Teddy.
Now I just hope to live to do this character again.
I have no idea how many hit points you have left. Here comes the attack.
This could be my first TPK since growing up.
I got a roll. There we go. That's a miss. Going to miss. Second attack. 14?
Just hits.
Just hits. Okay.
Her AC is 14.
Oh, right on the nose. Man,
you spend the luck to lower it.
Yeah.
I don't know, can you?
No.
Can
one of her teeth manages to get in between one of the pleats of your armor.
Oh, she's not wearing armor. She's a barbarian.
And I rolled a one and a three on the dice for the damage.
That's half my current health.
You down but to you, four.
I am down to four.
It goes to half, right? So the eight goes to four.
Oh, and there's that strength save.
Yeah, you gotta make the strength save.
Ellie, Beth is right. You had four temporary HP. Eight goes down to four, so you should still have eight HP.
Yes.
Oh, you're right.
But you do get knocked prone.
I do get knocked prone.
But that was the second attack.
I have to spend...
You have to spend half your movement during your next turn to get back up movement. Again.
Yeah.
And...
What movement? Attempt at the boop.
Oh, and I failed a roll.
An attempting boop.
You get a luck point.
You failed a roll. I'll grant you the luck point. There you go. Con save, if you would, please.
Yeah.
In chat.
Wait.
I'm re-rolling that.
Yes, okay. You got three luck points.
Damn it!
Because you got knocked prone, you got a luck point.
Damn it!
Fingers crossed!
That's a 13.
Will that do it?
All of its saves are 13.
It's a DC 13 con save. You make it on the... You missed the boop nose.
On the nose?
Oh my god! On the nose. We are skirting the edge of disaster for way too long here. Oh my gosh.
There's no GM pulling dice punches here. This is all
yeah. We can see everything.
All these rolls are out right? in the open. So... And it's if we survive at the end of this, it's going to be a Ruby Rod situation. Like, what's going on here?
this is... All right. That is the. Again, it chooses not to use its breath weapon because it does not see the point of doing so.
Well, it's already used its actions to attack. It can't use its breath weapon.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So as you don't have anything to do, back to the barbarian. You are prone.
I am spending half my movement to get up.
She got knocked down, but she got up again.
Turn to be the Weeble.
And this time I saw the four and thought you were rolling to attack, and I was like, no, oh wait. It makes the die roll sound, too.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Okay.
There's the crit.
There it is.
There's the crit.
That will probably do it. Roll it up.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Roll your crits.
That is...
Oh, boy.
All yeah, right, that's 19 points of damage.
All right, Ellie. How do you want to finish this white winter wolf?
I am cutting its head off.
You don't know
if you don't know it's dead until you cut its head off.
Yes!
Is it an upswing? Especially it's like as you're standing, like a rising swing coming up through the bottom of the neck. All right. And it goes flying. It flops down. We are now out of combat.
She is skin it standing there, breathing heavily.
Skin of the teeth. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Right to the very end.
I honestly did not think that was going to be as challenging of a fight as
it was all about the die rolls. And
yeah.
Ellie, your character needs to skin this thing and then have it turned into a headpiece and cape. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, she's definitely going to, but right now she is just standing there making sure it doesn't get up again and then bellowing into the forest.
Yeah, well, yeah, the head is over there and the body's over there, so you're pretty sure, unless there's something undead going on, it ain't getting back up.
And then the towns will show up right now.
Now it'd be good.
The townsfolk that I definitely heard off in the distance, because I didn't know that was an illusion. No one shared that plan with me.
I don't know. We've been doing this enough times. I think Damica probably has some stock phrases that the approach, so you know when she's bluffing.
There's a strong likelihood that S, and for the listeners at home, it's not just the letter S, it's ESF. But there is a pretty strong chance that S was caught up in the moment and didn't think about that.
So, Teddy, do you have a way to rouse your two companions?
First aid?
First aid, we could take a short rest.
Mm-hmm. I do have a way to rouse my companions.
You smack me in the face and say, wake up.
I sling both of them over my shoulders and trudge back into town.
Okay.
Both of us and the wolf.
Now, keep in mind, you have not yet recovered the child.
I think they're going to have to do some work on their own now. Hopefully they have gotten Tenny, the pitchforks and torches.
Tenny has an intelligence of 11. She's forgotten about the child. She is grabbing her teammates and heading back to town so that we can rest.
So you can rest. That's fair.
We've also been playing for 2.5 hours.
We didn't stop to take a break. We did not.
I planned
this to be a 2-encounter evening. We made it through 1 encounter, which is perfectly fine. It ended up being a lot more brutal than I had expected by far. Teddy can definitely trudge her two small companions over one shoulder and the body of the winter wolf over the other.
And the head in her teeth.
To lick their wound, heal up, and enter in. Because as a reminder, the child was taken by some sort of robed humanoid creature.
Cultists, yeah.
Yeah. So there is still a bit of mystery involved here in this particular plot. But unless anyone has anything else they wish to say or do, I can go into the wrap-up.
Player remembers entirely. Mm-hmm. Character just wants to go to bed.
That's fine. All right, well then, I thank you all for playing. I thank you all out there for listening. I have been joined by the Beth and the Ellie and the Crash. And my name has been Paul, and I've been very happy to throw this together at the very last moment for us to enjoy this evening. I hope you all did enjoy it. In fact,
yes, this was fun.
Able to get back to find out what happened to little baby Jimmy. Eventually, does anybody wish to plug a thing?
Eo's mom writes books. ElizabethMcCoy.com, and I am still in the process of trying to shift some of my stuff around, but you can still ask your local library to see if you can find the books there. That'd be great. You can go to the website and see which links are working. You can get from Amazon, at least they pay me. And speaking of things, GM? Yeah.
I have an email address that is paultheplaywright.us@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning about some short plays for production for your local theater, whether that be community, university, or high school, thereabouts, send me an email. Let's chat. One of these days, Ellie and I will get to sit down and make an actual website for these things. Yes. But until such time, please feel free to email me there. Speaking about things, though, that have our names online, I think there's someone else who has something like that.
Before I mention the stuff that we do, just an additional note, the opening song for this episode is Truth of the Legend, and the closing song is Strength of the Titans. These are both by Kevin MacLeod, although I recently was told that I'm pronouncing his last name wrong. but they are Creative Commons attribution from incompetech.com. So that's where you can get those songs. And now that I've said that, we are legally allowed to use them. You have to give credit for that. But all of the stuff that we make...
Is that McLeod?
Possibly. Because I know I've been told it's wrong, but I don't remember what the correct version was. And it wasn't exactly what I thought it would be. So I'm just going to file that away as a blanket apology for... I know I learned it from reading it. We all know how that goes. But all the stuff
that loud in the house.
I learned it by watching you.
All the stuff that we make for in this particular group of companions goes up on my website, aaronbsmith.com, where we've got links to all of the various episodes, links to the socials, and all that kind of stuff is on there. But also we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with illustrious patrons like Ellie, Liv, Paul, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
With that being said, we shall leave you with the chilling tale once you return back to the tavern of the wargs and the winter wolf in the woods, the haunted woods as it is. But there is a pall cast over the evening. The drinking is somber as the child is still missing, and the weight of that life, that small, innocent life, hangs upon your souls. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Wait, I could have seen a ghost?
Maybe. Maybe.
And now you all have an asset. Sorry. Oh, yeah, better luck next time. But you all have an asset in taking a dirt nap. They're the best kind of naps. You can take them anywhere.
That's why you gotta bring a healer along.
But they brought a healer along. The paladin was the healer. He did healing. Well, they did.
That's why you need a healer who isn't charging into the middle of things.
Well, that's where the people who take damage are.
Robert, forgive me if I say I'm never going to use that advantage.
Look, if you needed to get closer to them in order to heal them, I can just, whisk you over there and whisk you back. It's fine.
Rand, stay over at the craft services table, please.
I'd be doing this from the craft services. It's a ranged ability.
You're not even in this universe yet.
Yes, but you'd be taking me away from craft services, and they have pastrami today.
I could take you with the pastrami. It's not that much of a disad to do it.
You say that.
Anyway, their MRE selection's pitiful today.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.